I'm Jackie. I'm here with Igor Stoyanov from Macedonia. He is currently a media fellow here at the Office of Student Media. And also, he's been here for a couple months now. He's been doing the Megaphone podcast for the radio station for WGMU Radio. So I wanted to ask you a couple questions, Igor. Thanks for coming by today.
Oh, thank you for having me. It's my pleasure being here as a guest this time.
Yeah. So what's it feel like having the tables turned?
Oh, it's great. It's great. I don't have the pressure, so I'm just answering the questions. Mm-hmm. I'm good.
Yeah. Okay. So I wanted to talk about the Megaphone podcast, kind of reflect on that. So what interested you about this project and what did you learn from it?
From making the podcast?
Yes.
Well, I interviewed a couple of students, professors, staff, and it was a very good experience for me. Right before coming to your show, I was reviewing and editing some of the stuff that I have recorded. And I can say that I've learned how student media works.
Mm-hmm.
I learned how they are managing this big organization because they have a small number of staff. But they have a lot of students. They have around 600 students. And I've learned how they are able to manage all the students. How are they managing the radio and all the media that are included into student media. And it was hell of a ride for me, I can say. It was great experience. I've had a great time, not just professionally, but also privately here while I'm at student media.
Yeah, that's great. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. And like along with that, you also went on several assignments like through the Office of Student Media, like attend conferences, presentations. Talk at a presentation, from my understanding.
I talked to several conferences. One of them was about freedom of speech. The other one was about media in Macedonia. Mm-hmm. So basically, I was presenting what kind of media and freedom we have in Macedonia. And the other one was actually just a class. I was a guest speaker at a class at Beth Jenner's class. And I was speaking about importance of youth and students, especially in keeping the democracy and media freedoms.
Mm-hmm. So bringing your experience as a journalist from Macedonia and also being able to sit in on these communication classes and just participate in them, how does it feel to bring that knowledge and teach others about it?
Yeah, it was, I gathered a lot of knowledge here, definitely, and a lot of things are different from, not just from Macedonia, but from Europe, I can say, especially in the field of media, because you have this, more liberal understanding of freedom of speech. That brings a lot of good things, but it can bring a lot of bad things like racism and bigotry and stuff like that. People can say it publicly. And that is something that I was not so aware of before my arrival here at the United States. And I'm definitely bringing that perspective of free media and freedom of speech in Macedonia and to my students. And also, as I said, I'm bringing a lot of knowledge about media management in general, because I was able to see how a lot of student media works, not just the student media in GMU, but student media all around the United States, because I was at this conference in San Antonio where all the student media from all the United States are coming, are gathering there so they can speak about their management, things that they're doing. And that was very valuable to me because I can see how all of the student media works here, because I myself, I work at student media in Macedonia. I'm editor-in-chief at student media at university. Yeah.
Oh, that's really cool. Mm-hmm. So do you think that like all your experiences with everything, like presenting and everything, it exceeded your expectations? Like how, when walking in first, like did it did it exceed your expectations? Yeah.
Yeah, of course. We were talking about this even in private, that this fellowship was beyond my expectations. And definitely because I was not expecting myself to be involved in so many things before coming here.
Mm-hmm.
I was like expecting to observe and watch what our other people were doing. And I was surprised and a little bit afraid, I can say, because from the very first week, they gave me this assignment to work and they gave me this podcast. And I was very afraid and insecure, first of all, because I'm not a native speaker.
Mm-hmm.
Because of my accent. And I'm going to speak in public and all of that. But everything turns good. and everything went well. And I'm happy that I got this fellowship. Especially I'm happy because I ended here at George Mason University.
Yeah, it's been a ride, that's for sure. Mm-hmm. And are you planning to continue on with your podcast with the Megaphone?
In Macedonia?
Yeah, I'm just curious.
Actually, yeah, maybe. I'm not sure if the concept will be the same, but I'm definitely doing my own podcast, mm-hmm. but not in, maybe the format will be very different because I'm trying to now, well, when I'm going back to Macedonia, I will try mm-hmm. to involve more students into my podcast. Mm-hmm. So I hope that I will find 5 to 10 students that I will work on with so we can create one good podcast.
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. Definitely. That's for sure. Really cool. Also, another thing too, as you were like, you know, getting to know everyone and like kind of shadowing and being a part of all the different operations here, aside from the radio station, like also there's MCN, Fourth Estate. Being a part of all of that, is there anything that surprised you? I know you mentioned a little bit about like the freedom mm-hmm. and how freedom is like fully exemplified in the work that the students do. But is there anything else? Like, for example, I was thinking when I first became a communication student, I was really surprised by all of the technical stuff. I mentioned that in like when you interviewed
me. Yeah. No, actually, I was not surprised by the technical stuff because basically I know everything about radio. Mm-hmm. I know everything about media. I worked this like 10 years. Mm-hmm. I know the technical stuff.
Okay.
but what I was surprised from was the number of students that they are gathering here in student media. That mm-hmm. was my first mm-hmm. surprise that I faced with coming here in student media. And they have like 600 students
right.
per year. That's a lot of students. And that's a lot of effort. That's a lot of things mm-hmm. that you have to do in order to keep them working mm-hmm. or to keep them motivated. And that was surprising. That is why I decided actually to do this podcast so I can interviewing them mm-hmm. and I can ask them what motivates you. Why are you doing this? Mm-hmm. I mean, most of them, as I know, probably 500 out of 600 are not paid positions. So 500 students are doing this for free.
Mm-hmm.
I know that this university has like 36,000 students. That's a lot of students. But for example, my university, we have around 12 or 13,000 students. And in our student media, we have only 25 students per year.
Okay.
So I was surprised by the number of students. And of course, I was surprised by how students are really motivated. They are very passionate about doing this.
Mm-hmm.
And that was very, very good thing to see in the students.
And are you planning to, like I said, like bring back that knowledge back to Macedonia? How are you planning to flesh that out of the students there? Kind of the passion and the drive to be a part of the media.
Yeah, it is hard to figure out. I have to be honest. I'm doing this video documentary at the end of my stay here about what motivates students. I divided it on a couple of points. So I'm saying that one thing that student health can be part of student media is passion.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is he or she can and will be motivated by the peers or the professors. So they are playing a very important role in this process. So that basically means if you have more students, more will come.
Mm-hmm.
See, if you have 10, 10 will come. If you have 20, 20 will come.
Mm-hmm.
New ones. And also money for some of them can be a motivating factor.
Mm-hmm.
And also the possibilities that university is offering to them. So the possibility to be free, the possibility to say whatever you want, the possibility to express yourself or to express not only the freedom in this political sense, but the freedom in maybe in your artistic sense. You want to choose the music,
mm-hmm.
you want to choose the program, you want to choose the journal, the content, everything.
Mm-hmm.
So that is a possibility that university is offering to the students. So those points are, in my opinion, the most important in motivating students. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Well,
am I right?
Yeah, no, definitely. I absolutely get it. Like, might as well do something that you love with our time here. So yeah, I'm glad I'm here. I'm glad I had the chance to meet you. You're
lit. We had a great time with you, especially
yes.
and you and your friends
so,
and all the students around here in student media.
Yeah. So what, last question, what was your favorite?
Last one?
Yeah. Another question. Why not? What was your favorite experience at Office of Student Media? And in general, like being
in
here
general?
And also any experiences that you disliked that we could improve on when you come back.
Oh, this is a tough one.
Yeah.
Okay, I will start with my best, probably, experience. One of the best experiences is definitely a visit and the conference that I had in San Antonio. I was speaking about Macedonian media, and they had a lot of questions after that. One of the general managers of a student radio station even sent me an email thanking me for my speech and having more and more questions and wanting more resources from me. I met a lot of professional journalists that are working there in San Antonio. They also can help me in my future career. That is from the professional point of view, and from a personal point of view, one of my best things is that I was able to travel a lot while I was here in the United States, because traveling here domestically in the United States is far easier than traveling into Europe. And I just took that opportunity, and I visited a lot of cities around Washington, D.C., New York, Philadelphia, Miami, San Antonio, Chicago, and a lot of small cities. And that was also surprising and one of the best experiences for me, that I could see different parts of the United States.
Sweet. Yeah.
And about the bad things.
Okay, and the bad things.
That you can improve.
Yes.
Okay. Actually, I was not able to detect a lot of bad things. Maybe some of them would be the students need to collaborate with each other more.
Mm-hmm.
So the groups need to collaborate more. Mm-hmm. So you maybe need to be allowed to write an article for the newspaper or to have anything
else. So convergence.
Convergence.
Yeah.
So if you want to have another experience in another media, you should do it. And maybe once in a while, all the groups should have togethers project, mm-hmm. maybe to do something together. And the other thing is that students here, according to my opinion, should do more of the field work.
Mm-hmm.
So some of them should do the stories on the field. They should get out of the office and go on the events,
mm-hmm.
and they should write or report about that kind of thing. So that is only my opinion. And even the events that are going on here on campus, mm-hmm. they should like visit those events and report about it.
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. And I will definitely take that into mind in terms of convergence and collaborating with the other offices, because, you know, with the same minds and the same idea that we all want to create like quality content together, having that mindset and like working on it together, it's just, it'll lead to something strong, something really impactful. So that's some great advice.
With all the groups inside of student media, there should be a collaboration, there should be working together, but also they should be connected and related with other departments mm-hmm. on the university.
Mm-hmm.
For example, you have GMU TV that you do not work on with, you do not cooperate with them. And I can see that they are doing an amazing job. They
mm-hmm.
have a great producers, they have a great movies, documentaries. And in my opinion, you, the students and the student media should like cooperate with mm-hmm. GMU TV also.
Yeah, definitely. We'll take your thoughts, your ideas into mind for sure. But we really appreciate you coming by and being a part of this experience. It's been an experience for all of us. We've never had a media fellow before, so this is a new thing for us, but it was really fun. It's been a ride.
It was. Thank you for having me, and thank you for offering me this amazing opportunity that I'm sure it's going to, if not changing a lot, but change a part of my life, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. It's been awesome. Thanks so much, Igor.
Thank you, Jackie.
Keep it lit,
thank
always.
You.